shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
Hey there, Falcons fans. Thank you for joining me again. I'm DJ Shockley for another edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback, where choosing great furniture is just as important as understanding a great play. Rooms to Go makes it easy and affordable every day. All right, let's get into some of these great plays from the last game. And can I mention we're 5-0 still. Falcons doing a great job. Another great week of some great plays. And this week, I'm going to show you a play where Jacob Tammy catches a pretty critical pass here early in the ball game. So on this particular play, what we're talking about is what Devontae Freeman does here. It looks like it's going to be stretch zone here. Matt and the offensive line do a good job of making it look stretch zone. Everybody blocks here, blocks aggressive. Offensive line does a great job of blocking aggressive, making it look like run. By this action, what happens is the linebackers go downhill. Linebackers play downhill. This safety is going to come down. He's going to play outside. He's actually going to be looking inside to the running back on a, you know, the stretch zone look. Also on the backside, Tammy is on the backside. He's going to run what we call a quick slant across his backside. Defensive back is playing outside. So what ultimately ends up happening is you have a huge lane to throw the football in right here. All right, so as the play gets started, you're going to see action go to the right. And the action goes, now you see the action. You see all linebackers downhill, linebackers downhill. Eyes in the backfield by this safety. He's man-to-man on him. And now you see your defensive back over here, outside leverage. So you have a good chance of catching a huge slant route on the backside. Matt does a good job of his action. Devontae makes it look like a run. So does offensive lineman. Good job of being aggressive up front. So we see as the play continues, boom. Look at the big crease you have right here for the big time reception. Good job of everybody doing their job up front. Low hats, boom. There's a huge hole you have in here to catch the football. Here's that safety that was just looking in the backfield. Now he's out of play. So a good job of play action. Picks up a huge game, 20, 25-yard game for the Falcons on the end. On the backside, you're going to see just as good how these defensive linemen, and then you also see the linebackers get downhill. Get down here now, boom. Everybody's going downhill right now. Downhill, downhill. Outside leverage. Huge hole. The safety that should be seeing this, his eyes in the backfield because of the action. Great job of action, great job of planning, and a great job of Shanahan creating ways to get the football to Tammy in the offense where the tight ends haven't called much. So great job of action, great job by everybody making it look like run, completing the pass. Great job, Mr. Shanahan. All right, Falcons fan, we just saw a great offensive play. Now I'm going to show you a great defensive play. And, of course, it has to be the last play of the game that won the Falcons the game. It's a good job up front. How does Kirk Cousins throw an interception? How does Robert Alford pick it off and go to the house with it? I'm going to show you exactly why, but something you may didn't see during the game. What happens is you're going to see Nate Stupar. Nate Stupar is the reason why this play was successful. Here's Nate Stupar here. He's playing the inside. He looks like he's man-to-man on this guy, but he's really not. By the snap of the ball, he's going to walk up to the line, and he's going to rush on the outside. Now, what happens here, he forces Kirk Cousins to throw the ball a little bit earlier than he wants to. This is a timing route, an out route by the receiver. So it's a timing route, but it still has to be on time. But Kirk Cousins has to throw it just a half a second before he wants to. So as the play gets started, you see Kirk Cousins coming to the line of scrimmage. You see Stupar. He's actually going to walk up to the line. Boom. Here he is right now. He started pre-snap. He started right here. By the time the ball was snapped, he was on the line of scrimmage, and he's going to come here and watch as Kirk Cousins begins to throw this football. He ends up throwing it off his back foot. Look, he's already on his back foot. Stupar is closing. Receiver, you see all these receivers here, they're still into their routes. They haven't even come out the break yet, and it's the same thing happening at the bottom of the screen. He's trying to come out of this route. He has to throw it just a half a second earlier, and you see he's falling away. He's throwing. You see his back foot. He's falling away from the throw. He can't get a lot on it. Stupar coming in with the pressure, and there's our pick. Great job by Alford keeping his feet in. You saw the receiver slip, and this is how you win ball games. Washington Redskins was doing a good job driving, but it only takes one play. Great offensive play, great defensive play, and that's why your Falcons are 5-0 by some great plays. Thank you guys again for joining me for a great edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. Like I said, I'll see you next week. We'll be 6-0 and some great plays from the Saints game. See you next week.